Ok, ben 7 gemi alabilir ama. Zaten tamam. We're on 7 gemi alabilir ama. At the top. I'm a rough from Bar Papa, I'm a Rav Chista. So keep Rav Chista in mind because he's going to be questioned, etc. He said the following statement. Kol shehu mishum evel, kagon tisha b'av. Anything which is, we're talking about here, Isser v'chisa, that is Isser because of Evel, for example, on Tisha B'Av, which is the Vela Sechorban, the Avel, or Mamish and Avel, Isser bein mechamim bein b'tzonin. So the person who's also Velas, he's not allowed to bathe, not in hot or cold water, whereas Kol Shehu Mishum Tanug, but if it's an Isser Tanug, for example, a Taina Sibur, it's not because of the Velas, it's because of Tanug. So then, Bechamin is Asur, but Betzonin Mutter. So here it's different, okay? So for a Velas, it's Asur cold or hot water. If it's because of a Taina Sibur, then it's only Asur to bathe in hot water, but in cold water, it's Mutter. That's Rav Chista's statement. Now, Amar Avidi Baravin, Af Ana Nami Tanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah Lagabi Taina Sibur, as it says, we've been learning in our Mishnah, it says, Asur b'malacha b'rechitza. So it says over there, v'no'alim esamir chatzo. So it said in our Mishnah that you close on the fast day, you close up the bathhouse. So what do we see from here? The bathhouse was hot water. So we see from here that you can't bathe in hot water, but in mashma, then in cold water, it's okay. Just in hot water, which is very good. That's exactly right what Rav Chista said. And on a fast day, not on a veilus, but regular fast day, it's aser in hot water. That's why they close the merchaz. But in cold water, is mut. Amalei Abaye, he goes, that's not a raya. Why? The ibetonin aser. Let's say, for argument's sake, it would be also aser to bathe in cold water. So what do you want the Mishnah to say? Sochrinis and naharas mibayalele misni? What do you want to say? Close off the rivers? I mean, how are you going to express that you can't take a you want you close the bathhouse? Well, it's hot water. How do you want to say you can't take a cold shower either? Close off the taps? I mean, what else are you going to say? It doesn't dafka mean hot water. It means hot or cold. It could be. In other words, it's not a raya from our Mishnah. Amar Rav Shisha, Vereder of Edi. So Rav Shisha, the son of Rav, Rav Edi said this af anantami tanita. So now his son, Rav Shisha, Vereder of Edi, said, Abba achi kashale. He says, no, my father meant the following. Michti. Tanan, it says, asur berechitza. You know, he wasn't medayik just in the fact that it says close the bathhouse. He was medayik because it also says in the Mishnah before that it's aser b'rechitza. Now, so rechitza is mashma anything, whole cold hot, you can't bathe. And then it says no'ali mesamechatzau. So no'ali mesamechatzau lamali. Why do you have to tell me? You already told me you can't bathe, and hot, right? You can't bathe mashma hot or cold. And then you close the bathhouse. Why do you have to tell me close the bathhouse? If I can't bathe, of course, what do you have to close the bathhouse? It's obvious. It's not. So el alav shmamina bechamina aser b'tzonin mutter. Therefore, the Mishnah wrote that you should be medayik that only in hot is aser, but in cold is mutter.
In other words, the word rechitza is being defined as only hot. I mean, it's only cold.
Not defined. No, the rechitza is both. Rechitza is both, but then it repeats and says again and close the mechatzos. Why did it have to do that? We already said. So therefore, then it's mashma we're limiting. It's not both. It's only aser and hot, and cold is mutter.
If I said rechitza alone, might have thought
that one was mother. No. If it was alone, both. Okay. Let's see. Rashi. Amar Avidi Bar Avin. This is kind of in the middle of the page already. Afanin Amitanina, but only Mesa Mechatzat. Amar Le Abaye, V'hi Betzonin Aser Sochin Es Aras, V'hi Le Lemisni, Bitmiya. So Afan Namitanina, now he's repeating it. Therefore, it's Afan Namitanina, v'masnisa diktane gabe tainis sibur. It says, no only metzamechatzaos, the hainu chami, which would be hot. But therefore, mash, mabal tzonin mutter. So Amar Le Abaye, then he said back to him, klomar vi havisfira le, the tana, the dan, the tzonin adaser, hechi havi bai lemisni. How do you want him to write it? Tzochin is as an aharis, hechi matzi lemischarin. How are you gonna, close up the, or dam up the, you know, the water. So, Abba's Ravidi, Hachi Kakashle. No, this is what he meant. This is how he held when he was mashma that only aser, it's only aser and hot. Michti. Ktani, it says in the misnisin, asurin berchitza, v'stam berchitza, b'mechami b'metzoni. It's both. So then, lamali su le'mehadar, misnei v'noli mitzamechatzos. Why do you have to then again tell me noli mitzamechatzos? Ela le'meimra, the dafki chaminas. The redi v'dafki is chaminas. Okay, back to the Gemara. That's only by then we find that by neder, right? Then we can neder on a from getting hana from a stream or something. Then it's mutter when in winter, but it's aser in the summer. But I don't know if this is once they say it's okay in cold. I don't know if they make a difference while I'm enjoying this cold. This is such a chilek. Okay, Leima Mesayele. Now we're going to bring a siyuat Rav Chista, Legabe Avel now. Okay, so he said, if you remember, that Avel, it's for Avel, that type of Rechita, that's Aser, hot or cold, both. Okay, so now we're going to bring a Raya from a Brisa. It says, Kolach Chayve Tfilas, Tovlin Kedarkan. Okay, all those people that have to toivel, like it's a mitzvah to toivel, so they can toivel normally. Bein b'tisha b'av, even though this is the Avil that we're talking about. Okay, obviously Tisha B'av is because of Avil. And yet, he's allowed to toivel on Tisha B'av, or she, if it's a mitzvah of tefillah. And bein b'yom kippurim, okay, or Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara declares, b'mai. Now, what type of water, it doesn't say what type of water, it says if somebody has a chiyuv to toivel, he can toivel even on Tisha B'av. Now, b'mai, what? If it's talking about hot water, that can't be. Why? Tovli b'chamin mi'ika shuavi ninhu. So how can you have hot water that is can't be that it's the toivel in hot water, because you can't toivel in hot water because shuavim. In other words, in those days, I mean nowadays we have with modern technology, you can have a mikveh with warm water, right? But then they had used to like fill up buckets or whatever, not buckets, like containers of hot water were heated or whatever, and then dump it into a thing. That's how you get to have a bath, hot bath. So that's water was in a kli, and that's not kosher for making a mikveh. So you can't have really a hot mikveh. So that's water that was not in a kli, that can be good kosher mikveh water. So it can't be that we're talking about toiveling in hot water is okay on at these times on Tisha B'av, etc., because there's no such thing of having a hot mikvah. Ela lav, what must it be talking about? Bitzonin. Okay, so talking about Bakowa. Okay, so therefore, what is this Braisa telling us? That somebody who has to toivel and it falls out on Tisha B'av, let's say, so he's allowed to toivel in cold water. Mashma v'chai v'tfilas in bad ini shechrin elo. So now we can be medayik dafka, somebody who has to toivel. Let's say he doesn't have to toivel. Someone wants to take a bath, go to go mashma. He's not allowed to. Okay, so here we see that, like what Rav Chista said, that since this is because of avelus, even in cold water is no good. Because here, the only one that was allowed to do in cold water was the chayvit filas, or medayik dafka. He has a chiyuv. He didn't have a chiyuv. You're not allowed to go even in this cold water. So Gemara is docha that and says, v'amar Rav Chama bar ketina, lo. Nitzricha ella lechamei tferia. He said, no, you can't be medayik like that, because there is such a thing of toiveling in hot water. How so? Not normally, but in lechamei tferia, in the hot baths, right, of tferia. So that is hot water, and maybe that's what it meant, that somebody that is chayv in tefila, right, he could go into the hot baths of tferia, okay, on Tisha B'Av. However, if he's not a Chayav Tefillah, then he can't go into the hot bath of there, but cold he could. So therefore, it's not a right or a feast. It could be, you can see from your lefech, that you could go, an Avil could go into cold water. Because here, the only Isser is it's because here we're matching the hot bath of Tveria of a Chayav Tefillah. Mashma not Chayav Tefillah, the only the hot baths are Isser. But cold is okay. It's not like Rafista. Gemara says, asked on this, on this tichia, why? Yihachi, aim a seifa. However, if that's what you're going to say, the seifa is a little bit difficult here. Why? Because the Hemshech of this Braisa says, Amar Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, okay, he argues, and he says, no, Kedai hu beis elokeinu la'abed, remember that word, la'abed alav tfila pamachas bashana. He says, what? It's Kedai that so one day you should lose a tfila. It's Kedai, it's, you're doing it for because of the Churim beis Hamikdash. I'm sorry? Yeah, here it's with that. So that's what that was. That's the sefer. That's the comments of Rabbi Chanina. He's arguing. He says, no, you shouldn't toivel. Okay. So now, iamart, if you're going to say betzonin mutter, yirchatz betzonin. Okay, meaning that this comment lechura of Rav Chanina Skanli Kohanim only makes sense if we're saying that you're allowed to only toivel in cold water, right? If you're only allowed to toivel in cold water, so then he could make sense to say, why do you have to toivel in cold water? You know, then if I'm not going to toivel in cold water, even what am I going to toivel in? So then this lush makes sense. That's why he said, so what? So you'll lose completely a tefillah. So what? So it's kedai for the gourmet, you'll lose it. So if it's that you can only toivel in cold water, and along comes Rabbi Chanina and says, no, you can't toivel in cold water. Cold water, nothing left. Good, so lose the tefillah. So the lush of that he uses it to bed a tefillah makes sense. However, if we're going to say, talk about the hot water, like Chamei Tveri or something, right? So then his lush doesn't make sense. Because if hot water, he said you can't toivel in hot water, but you can toivel in cold water. If he's arguing with that, and he says no, you shouldn't do it in hot water. Why? Kedai to lose a tefillah. You don't have to lose a tefillah. You can do it in cold water. So it only makes sense if it's us or even in that he's ushering even in cold water. Then it makes sense to say labed tefillah apamachas. So Amar Rapapa. No, he says that's not a raya from that rachista. Why? Because be'asra de lo shchiach tzonein. Because you could say we're talking about a case where there is no cold water. So, but if there would be, you maybe could, right? So, in other words, he was saying that we're talking about enu chanami hot water. Okay, that the chayvei tefillah, he's allowed to do it even in hot water. Okay, if it's not a chayvei tefillah, then he can do it even in cold water. So then Rabbi Chanina was saying, no, he shouldn't do it in hot water. Okay, why did he say labed? You can at least do it in cold water. So we're talking about a case where there is no cold water. We're talking about that there was only the chayvei tefillah and that was it. Okay, and the Bryce, the Tanakama, the Bryce said, that's all we have is hot water. The Tanakama, the Bryce said, oh, it's chayvei tefillah, okay, you can do it in hot water. And because that's all there is, there's no cold water. Lankadrenchina says, no, I disagree with you. He shouldn't do it in the hot water. But there's no cold water either. So what is he going to go? Kedai to lose a tefillah. In other words, we're talking about only hot water, but where there is no cold water. Be'enachanami, if there would be cold water, that would be aster also for a regular person. Okay, let's see to Rashi now. Lema Messiah, Lele Rav Chisda, Damar, Kol Shehu, Mishum Avel, is Aser Afilu Betzoni. That the Raya said that even cold water is Aser for an Avel. Kol Chayvei Tefillah, for example, Nidas, Violas, Tovlin Kedarkan, they can toivel normally. We said Tisha B'Av. Okay, Tefillah, Bechamin Mi'ika, Chamei Ha'or, Ha'Yeshuvim Ninhu, right? We said a hot bath is Yeshuvim, so it can't be in Kokov Shemich. Rather talking about with cold water. V'chayvei tefilas ein mishum tefila mishum the tefila bizmana is a mitzvah shememahir lasmo ilmaso. So he's only allowed to do it in the cold water because he has a mitzvah to do it as soon as he can, and even if it comes out on Tisha B'Av. Achi garzina kuli alma lo b'chamin v'lo betzonein lo nitzrucha ela l'chamei tefiria v'hilcha chayvei tefilas ein. Therefore, since it's hot water, only chayvei tefillahs are allowed, but kuli alma, lo. But a regular person is not allowed. Of all betzonin, though, is shari. So here we see kasha, because here we see cold water is mutter for a novel. So Rabbi Chanina's comment was kedai, means roi hu beis elokeinu, that we shouldn't toivel, even that tevilah shel mitzvah. Be misa, and if it's like you're saying, could milkemis la detzoyin ein shari. If you want to say that it is mutter on with cold water, so my kama hadule Rabbi Chinina. So what kind of a comment Rabbi Chinina say the Tanakama of the Brisa, right? Demi ibut fila, right? What do you mean he's going to lose, right? If you're still allowed to do it though in cold water, you're not losing it. Right, nahi the lo tavle bechamin. Okay, maybe you can't do it in hot water. Mishum kavod beis elokenu. But hamatsu ya tavle betzon. At least you can do it in cold. Elalava must be betzon nami is a siri behind it. Amar elalava. Therefore, must be even it's usar even in cold water. Then his comment makes sense. You know, you can't do it at all, even in cold water, and therefore you're losing the tefillah. Amar apapa lo olam bechamitzferia. Really, you are talking about chamitzferia. I behind the kamrei chayvitzfilas. In kuli alma lo ubetzon in kuli alma shari, but everybody's allowed. I mashma here that if it's only chavit tefila is aser, but everybody else is mutter and sonin. That's umay la abe de kamar. But then that didn't work with his comment because why do you say, oh, we're going to lose a tefila? You can still do it in cold. You're not losing. No, we're talking about Rabbi Chinin was talking about kagon be asra the lo shchiach sonin, a place where there is no cold water. So all we're dealing with is the hot water. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tashma. Okay, we're going to say three dinim now, legabe tainas tzibur. Now we're going back to tainas tzibur again. Number one. Kesha amru, asur b'malacha. When it says it's asur to do malacha on this tainas tzibur, lo amru ela b'yom, av abalayla mutter. Only in the daytime, at night you're allowed to. Kesha amru, din number two. Asur v'ines asando, when you're not allowed to wear shoes, lo amru ela be'ir, aval bederech mutar. Only if you're wearing, only out in the city you're not allowed to, but outside the city limits you are allowed to. Haketad, yotzei lederech noel, when you're going out, you're allowed to wear them. Nichnas li'ir, when you come into the city, choles, you have to take them off. And number three, kesha amru asur b'rechitza, lo amru ela kol gufo, aval panav yada v'ragla mutar. When it says on a tiny sieve you're not allowed to bathe, that is the whole body. But just your hands, face, and feet, that is mutar. Okay, now the Brisa concludes, v'chein ata motzei b'menuda be'evel. And so too, we find these same themes at this point, that all these three dinim are applicable not only to the case of the tiny sieve, it also applies to if someone who's excommunicated, excuse me, or somebody who's in a velus. That they also can't do these three things. Okay, now, my love, the Gemara is Medayak. Okay. What does it mean we're comparing these dinim to the Evel and the Menud as well, right? Isn't it all on Akulhu? In other words, all these three dinim are applicable to also Menud and an Evel. Now, if so, what do we see? Ubamaya skina, and what are we talking about over here? Now we're talking about the third din, specifically that of the bathing, right? You can say you can bathe, but not only your hands, face, and feet, but not your whole body. Now, ilema, if we're talking about bechamin, that you can bathe in only your hands, face, and feet, but we're talking about hot water. If that's the case, how can that's shver? Why? My panav yada viraglav, mishar. What, you're like, again, we said these three dinim all apply to an aval as well, right? Now, what, is that true that an aval can't wash his whole body in hot water, but he can wash his hands, face, and feet in hot water? That's not true. V'amar Rav Sheshes, aval is asur lohoshit etzbo'o b'chami. He can't even put his finger in hot water, let alone hands, face, and feet. So, l'chura is not talking about hot water. It must be talking about cold water, and therefore, so too by novel, therefore meaning that a novel in cold water can't bathe, but he can put his hands, face, and feet. Okay. Now, Ella love mitzonein. Okay, so therefore we're talking about sonein. So what do we see from here? We're talking about cold water. So this whole brisa, we have to say, is talking about cold water to make it make sense. If that's the case, what does it say on a tiny tzibur, though? Then again, a same thing. A person could wash his can't wash his whole body, but he can wash it only his hands, face, and feet. Because we said so too by novel, but also a regular person on a tiny tzibur. So it comes out that a regular person on a tiny tzibur cannot bathe his whole body in cold water, right? Only his hands, face, and feet, which is fair because Rav Chisda said, if you remember at the beginning, Rav Chisda said for tiny tzibur you can bathe in cold water, just not in hot water. But in cold water, you can bathe your whole body. You don't have to bathe in cold water at time to see me. Here we see not that way. Here we see only hands, face, feet. You can't bathe normally with cold water on Tainis Tzibur. So the Kasha Rav Chista. So the Gemara answers, Dao Chadaz is lo, la'olam b'chamin. Okay, no, really, this is talking about chamin, therefore Rav Chista is good. It's telling me on hot water I can't bathe my whole body, only hands, face, and feet, and on a Tainis Tzibur, which is fine. That's what Rav Chista said. Hot water you can't use, only cold. Aye, but we said that can't be because that what we said is so too with an Ava. What do you mean? An Aval can put his hands, face, and feet. He's not even putting even a finger in hot water. So on that, we're doche. We said with a kakashalach, v'chein atamotzei b'minun v'evel asharakai. So to answer that, we can say no. When it said v'chein atamotzei, it was not talking about all three dinim like we thought to begin with. It's only talking about the first two. Right, only the din of malacha and wearing your shoes. Only that is v'chein atamotzei b'minu rava. But the third din was strictly talking about tainis tzibur, is not talking about aval umenuda, and therefore it can be talking about hot water, and it's fine with Rav Chista. Okay, Rashi, kasha amru asur b'malacha gabe tainis tzibur lo amru ela b'yom. Only in the daytime of al-balayla, night before, the mutar you can do malacha. Mihacha mashma de b'leilei tisha b'av mutar b'malacha. The eve of Tisha B'av you can do malacha ve'ein bitul ela b'yom. It's only in the daytime you should not. Aval ein mefarsim mina davar, you should not mefarsim this. Okay, yatzal aderech means you're going out with talking about wearing the shoes. Yatzal aderech chutzleir, you take your shoes off. V'chein atam moseh b'menuda v'avel haki garsinan b'ma'ile b'mechamin mishari v'ama rabashishes aval zaser b'loshit esbo b'chamin elala b'chamin my love akul. So therefore, what's he talking about in the end? First, we thought it was talking about it's referring to all the dinim. Hadektani v'chein atam moseh b'menuda v'avel. So akol hani kai. So we assumed it was going on all three din. It applies to a novel. But filu rechitza even bathing. Shmamina de betayin tzibur zaser lerchotz kol gufo. You're not allowed on the tayin tzibur there for the wash your whole body. But filu betzoni even cold water, and that would be a tziyufta lera from bar papa. Zingmor etas dochen no lo ashay rekai. It's not going on all the dinim. When we said so too by novel and menu, that was not referring to all the three dinim, just the first two. On the ilas the shabi and malacha. Ulaolam hach rechitza b'chamin. He really, we're talking about bathing in hot water. But betzonin shari lerchot kol gufo. But cold water, you can bathe your entire body, and therefore we're good again. V'hashta damar b'menuda navel is lava rechitza chaim. He's not talking about the third din about the rechitza, and therefore aleka lakshuye kedem paragraf. You can't ask the question that you did before. Ilema b'chamin mishari. Okay. Next, back to the Gemara. Tashma, Damar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Maisu Meisu Banav Shav Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina. So, this is Maisu, his sons died. Verachatz Betzonein Kol Shiva. And he washed in the cold water all 7 days. So, here we have a Kasha, because here we see that Rav Chista again said an aval is not allowed to bathe even in cold water. But here he says beferish. He was during Shiva, he washed in cold water. The aval could wash in cold water. So the Gemara Zocha, no hasam, keshetekefuhu av evei lav haver. We're talking about, as he says, his sons died, plural. So he had like a couple of his kids died. So it was like one avelus on top of another. Since it was a lot of availus, so there's certain kulas we do to that person since he has so much availus.